Imagine a Silicon Valley tech billionaire and a religious fundamentalist looking at the exact same global crisis, and both of them are just smiling.
Yeah, it is a deeply unsettling reality, and that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Right. Welcome to today's deep dive. We've got this massive stack of sources unpacking a really wild collision in modern geopolitics. Basically, how a radical secular philosophy, you know, accelerationism, is crashing headfirst into ancient religious end times prophecies.
Before we go any further, I mean, we really need to state clearly for you that the sources driving this dive contain highly charged political and religious viewpoints.
Very charged.
Exactly. We're looking at perspectives originating from the far left, the far right, and diverse theological backgrounds. We are not endorsing any of these beliefs. Our goal is simply to report on these concepts objectively, just to help you understand the very real ideas driving current global events.
So you're likely already familiar with accelerationism. It's the push to drive capitalism and technological forces to their absolute breaking points.
Right. The core idea isn't to fix the system's flaws. It's to accelerate them until a systemic collapse is triggered.
To theoretically make way for a radical new reality.
And what these sources highlight is how the left and right factions are weaponizing it. Left accelerationism wants to harness technology and automation to create an egalitarian post-work society.
While right accelerationism pushes for unregulated capital, AI dominance, and a future governed by CEO-run states.
They basically view humanity as a bottleneck to progress, yeah.
Wait, I need to pause you there, because left accelerationists want a post-work utopia, but right accelerationists want CEO-run states. Those are polar opposites. How do they both get to the exact same apocalyptic strategy?
Well, it comes down to their psychological motivations. Both groups share this profound disillusionment with the current world order.
They think the system is just too corrupt to be saved.
Too corrupt, too inefficient, or just too entrenched. Therefore, it has to be destroyed.
Which leads right into this concept of the secular rapture. You have Silicon Valley elites preparing for this collapse by building luxury bunkers or pouring billions into digital consciousness uploading.
Right.
They are treating massive global crises, whether it's climate change or economic collapse, not as disasters we need to avert, but as exciting evidence of an approaching new age.
It's wild to think about tech billionaires building bunkers, but when you look closely at their rhetoric, it sounds almost identical to ancient Abrahamic prophecies.
Like the War of Gog and Magog in Judaism?
Exactly. Or the Battle of Armageddon in Christianity, or the emergence of Al-Mahdi and Jesus returning to defeat the false messiah, Al-Dajjal, in Islam. They all share a foundational concept of a final cataclysm.
There's a deeply unsettling overlap in these sources, though. The connection between those secular accelerationists and radical religious factions isn't just that they believe an end is coming.
No, it's that they share a profound desire to hasten that end. Because mainstream theology usually preaches patience, you know?
Right, waiting for divine timing.
But radicalized factions, much like the accelerationists, believe human action can force the issue. They believe that political sabotage, economic disruption, or even starting massive wars can pave the way for a societal rebirth.
Or literally compel divine intervention. And this isn't just theoretical. Why does this matter to you right now? Because this apocalyptic framing is actively shaping modern warfare. Look at the events from March 2026.
Yeah, the February 28th joint U.S. and Israeli strikes that resulted in the death of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei.
Right. The rhetoric surrounding that event is entirely drenched in end times language.
It really is. Israeli leaders have repeatedly invoked Amalek, a biblical enemy that ancient texts dictate must be entirely wiped out. By doing so, they frame their modern adversaries as irredeemable.
Meanwhile, Iranian state media immediately framed the leader's martyrdom as the necessary trigger for a final global jihad against what they call the axis of evil.
And the rhetoric within the U.S. military is just as stark. According to our sources, military briefings literally describe the U.S. president as being anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon.
Which fundamentally changes battlefield tactics.
Absolutely. When you frame a conflict this way, traditional diplomacy vanishes. If your enemy is viewed as an irredeemable demonic force, it justifies maximum violence.
You aren't fighting for territory or political leverage anymore.
No, you are treating total war as a divine mandate rather than a political failure.
We aren't just talking about people waiting for the end of the world anymore. We are looking at the industrialization of the apocalypse.
Where AI, drones, and nuclear arsenals are being deployed by leaders who actively want to force Judgment Day.
Humanity's technological capacity for mass destruction has entirely merged with this Armageddon complex.
The line between secular military strategy and religious apocalypse has completely dissolved.
Which leaves you with a chilling question from the text to ponder today. If global leaders increasingly view their adversaries as evil and their own military actions as divine, does treating the apocalypse as a geopolitical strategy guarantee a self-fulfilling prophecy?